Hello, speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, thank you for being on hold. This is Eric. You are talking to the technical support of eBay. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, I believe you got any voice message for a payment of $299 for the purchase of an eBay gift card online.
Yes, I have no idea what it's for. I didn't purchase it.
Alright, madam, we are suspecting this is a fraud payment which is going on from your number now. And as we are checking in our server, this payment is an international payment, so I believe you wish to cancel this payment right now at this moment.
Yes, please.
Alright, so let me explain you. To cancel this suspicious payment, we need to simply send you a secure 9-digit cancellation code into your cell phone now. Once you will receive that code, we will simply stop the payment and give you the refund directly to your account, alright?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So will you confirm me, ma'am, what kind of cell phone do you use from your side? Is it an Android cell phone or an iPhone?
iPhone.
Okay, so first of all, do one thing. I will tell you how you can generate the code into your iPhone now. So do one thing, put me in speaker first.
Oh.
And then I want you to simply open up your App Store application from your side. Simply open your App Store.
My App Store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, once you open the App Store, you just get to see at the very right-hand side bottom, did you see any option say search?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on that search, I want you to simply type over there the letter A, A as an apple, A there.
What is it, sorry?
The letter A for apple, type A there.
Yeah.
Then N for November, N there.
Yep.
After N, it's Y as in yellow, Y there.
Yep.
After Y, it's D as in David, D there.
Yep.
After D, it's E as in Edward, E there. After E,
yep.
It's S as in sugar, S there.
Yep.
After S, it's K as in kilo, K there.
Yep.
Now, will you read out for me, ma'am, what did you exactly type in there?
N, yes.
Yes. Now, after that, I want you to give a click on search and then confirm me what did you see in your screen now.
There's AnyDesk Remote Desktop.
Yes, AnyDesk Remote Desktop. Besides that, did you see any option says Get?
Yes.
I want you to give a click on Get so that you can install the application and get the cancellation code directly.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it installed now?
Yes.
Yeah, I want you to open it up from your side. Simply open it up.
I've got it open.
Yeah, open it up. And then confirm me what can you see inside it.
It says enter remote address, your address, and then that's it.
Okay, and do you see a 9 numbers there, a 9-digit number?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes.
Yeah, now confirm me the number from there. What number did you see?
It's 6692842400.
Okay. Now, I want you to write this cancellation secure number in a paper so that you can get the proper services through eBay. So write this number properly.
Okay. What's the number?
The number which you can see in your screen are 9 numbers, 669-284-240.
669-8420.
This is the number which you see in your screen now.
One second, sorry, I just wrote that down wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen to me very properly. What we are doing now, we are activating the security into your cell phone to stop the fraudulent payments. So, once you will get to see the security has been activated into your cell phone, you will be get to see a security warning option coming into your screen shortly. This option, let me explain you, this option will be directly given to you by the eBay server to stop the fraudsters and stop the fraudulent IPs which is connected. So if you see any warning messages come up directly like stop the fraudsters, XYZ, any messages if you see, don't get panic, okay? What you need to do is you need to see at the very bottom of that message, you will get to see two options. One is I trust this call, and the second option that you can see, that is I am aware of the risk. You have to click on both of the options, and then at the very bottom, you have to activate the security. And how you would activate it, you need to click on accept from there. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So once you will see the security warning option, just let me know. What can you see in your screen now?
At the moment, it's just my home screen. There's nothing.
No. Open up any desk application which you see. Open it up.
Yep, there's nothing there at the moment.
All right, now you will get to see the security warning option shortly coming up. Did you see that?
Yep.
Okay, now just go to the very bottom of that message. Did you see any option says, I am aware of the risk, any small checkbox?
Yep.
Yeah, click on that checkbox at the very bottom says, I am aware of the risk. Okay?
Yep.
And at the very bottom, did you see accept? Click on accept.
It's not. Okay, it won't let me accept it yet.
Okay. Now, just see, ma'am, did you see I am aware of the risk? It's written.
Yeah, got it.
Just beside that, you see a small dot. I want you to click on that dot, the white dot.
Got it.
Yeah, now click on accept after that. It's come up in green. Click on accept. All right. Now, what can you see after that?
It brought up screen broadcast. And
yeah,
then I click on start broadcast,
yes. All right. Now, what you need to do is, you need to just wait, don't touch anything. Now, your mobile phone is totally connected with a secure device of eBay. And what we are doing, we are deactivating the fraudulent IP which is connected from your device. Now, what you have to do is, you need to simply minimize this AnyDesk and come to your normal screen first.
Yep.
Okay. Now, first of all, ma'am, what we are doing, we are deactivating the security. Now, for that, what we are doing, we are stop the fraudulent activity which is going into your cell phone now. So, in the meantime, ma'am, what I want you to do, I want you to open the Google so that I can show you what kind of fraudulent activities are going on, what kind of fraudulent IPs are connected, and how would you remove it. So open up your Google or Safari, whatever you have.
Yep.
Okay. Now on the Google, ma'am, I want you to simply type in there, that is M as in mother, M there.
Yep.
Y as in yellow, Y there.
Yep.
Then give a space.
Yep.
And type number one.
Yep.
P as in Peter.
Yep.
Give it space.
Yep.
Then type address ADDRESS. Address.
Is it address location?
Address location. Yep. No. After address location, then give it space.
Yep.
Then type C as in Charlie. Did you see California,
yep,
something like that? Click on California. All right. Now, madam, this is the IP address of yours, okay? Now, if you see, this is the IP address details of your cell phone and your internet IP. Now, if you see the IP address, which you can...
But I'm in California.
Yes, that's the thing, ma'am. Let me explain you properly what is exactly the thing is. First of all, you can see your IP. That is 66.249.75.179. This is your IP address, right? And just below that, if you see the IP location, what location do you see?
It says Mountview, California, USA.
Yes, US. That's, you need to understand that this location is not your location because the Mountainview, California is not exactly located in Australia at the moment. But what exactly is happening, ma'am? this kind of fraudsters are exactly doing the fraudulent activities, okay? And they are using different IP locations for doing this kind of fraud activity to stop this kind of payment. Alright? So, what we have to do is, you there?
Yep.
Okay. So, what we have to do is, we need to simply stop this kind of fraudulent activities from your side. And how would you do that? We will simply tell you how you can remove all this kind of fraudulent activities from your side. Alright? So, in the meantime, ma'am, I want you to open up the AnyDesk application because the security has been disabled. So.
Oh, okay.
Open it up.
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, now, did you see the ID number in your screen?
Yep.
But our technical server is showing that you have uninstalled the application. Did you do that?
No, I've still got it.
Yeah, okay. What ID did you see? Will you confirm me what ID number which you can see?
669284204. 40.
Madam, can you do one thing? Can you open the App Store once again from your side? Open up your App Store.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you open up your App Store, I want you to simply go to the search and type in there AnyDesk over there once again.
I've still got the app on my phone.
Open up the application right now because the application is not properly working as we are checking. The application is not working properly.
Okay. Sorry, it could be my internet. My internet cuts in and out. So just give me a sec and I'll just double check that my internet still connected.
Mm-hmm.